1,000 members of the 132nd Air Wing, former aviators and VIPs, gathered in the unit's massive hangar at the Des Moines Airport to commemorate the end of an era. 72 years of flight that has gone from prop-driven biplanes to the jet age to F-16 fighters. Captain Brandon Cochran is command historian.
Even from our early days of 1941 here at what was the dirt strip, Des Moines Airport, we only had 1,250 flight hours before we went to World War II and ended up the war as one of the best replacement training units in the United States.
Since 1941, the Des Moines Air Wing has gone to war in nearly a dozen different aircraft. Now the squadron is transitioning to RPAs, remotely piloted aircraft. Lieutenant Colonel Trenton Tweet commands the maintenance squadron and helped organize the commemoration.
I think the big thing is we know that manned flight is coming to an end here at the 132nd Fighter Wing, and let's just celebrate the end of flying and move the celebration right into the new mission and kick it off with a good jump start.
The squadron's last F-16s will be gone in a few weeks. Pilot Sean Tapps is already trained for the unit's new mission, flying remotely piloted aircraft.
Sad to see the manned fighter go away, being an F-16 guy. It was a blast to fly, loved every moment of it. However, it's an exciting opportunity for the wing and for the state to get a foothold in where the future is going.
Dozens of grateful civilians set up lawn chairs outside the airbase to watch the last scheduled training flight, including Matt McVicker and Gus Workman.
I don't work too far from here, so I can hear them go out. Whenever they go out to the west, I hear them go over my head. I'm going to miss hearing that. Sorry to see it go.
They mean freedom for all of us. Pride, yeah, should mean just about as much as our flag does.
The ceremony closed with the final scheduled training mission as three F-16s simulated a bombing attack, followed by the theme song from the movie Top Gun. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.